Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bresud. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawler moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Malzone goes all the way around to score. Nixon moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schilling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Herbert's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Fox reaches second base with a double. Hershberger moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Landis steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Herbert, and towards Weiss, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Bressuit goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herbert is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bress Sud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eddie Bressud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressud is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bressud hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Al Weiss. Dick Raditz now pitching. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Jones reaches second base with a double. Hershberger scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Deacon Jones. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herbert moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herbert scores. Cunningham moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Robinson scores. Smith moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kahlstedt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Kahlstedt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Hal Kahlstedt. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.